You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
I definitely have friends. Objectively, I can say that I have all the friends. I have friends. I definitely have friends. Friends, friendly friends. Time to meet my friends.
Shannon.
Angela.
Jim.
We have friends. We definitely have friends. No one can say that we do not have friends.
We have friends. We definitely have friends. Friends, friendly friends, we have all the friends.
Hi!
What did you do with Moosh?
I have three beverage cups and no Moosh. You do the math.
There's an APB out on Moosh Nickerson. If anybody can find her, please bring her to the studio right now.
Hello?
We've lost our host.
Yeah, she
I don't
messaged.
Know if she deals in last names.
Uh-oh. That wasn't her last name.
No, it wasn't.
I just made that up.
So she messaged. She said she's going to be late. So she'll be here at some point.
I was watching a New York Knicks game, and I figured I just picked that.
Speaking of Knicks, you know what's like Knicks? The number 9. Because we're on episode 9.
Oh. Wow.
Do you like that? I don't know.
It's close.
Yes.
It's a stretch. But
it's
okay.
A stretch. But you know what? I like to stretch. Yoga. Anyway.
It's Nathaniel gets the message.
Yeah.
You should get the message.
Damn. What?
Oh, God. He doesn't even know what it was. And he's like, damn. Hi. We love you.
Anyways.
Okay. Anyway, so in episode 9, I don't know. Angela and I are just going to try to do this together because we took the notes and Moosh isn't here yet. So that's how we roll today.
Okay. Becca's in therapy. I guess her thing is she's going to help people and volunteer, but you know, actual people need her too tedious, so she's going to help Valencia out
with
her
wait,
business.
You skipped right over the initial like big event.
Because Rebecca
For the first time in her life,
yes!
She broke up with somebody.
And for the first time ever, Nathaniel was dumped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's all like, it's a good obsessed. I like it. And she's like, no. In the last few days, I've hounded your father. I've insisted you had a secret sibling. I stole the shirt so I could wear it all day and smell it. And he's like, well, that's kind of cute. And the shirt thing I didn't know about, but all right, it's okay. I like it. And she's like, no, it starts cute, but then it escalates. And then I'm burning down houses, abducting some people's moms, sleeping with other people's dads. But not your dad, even though he's a silver fox. Oh, but yeah. So, Nathaniel gets broken up with for the first time. Daryl's egg didn't take. And so he's super bummed.
He still only has one child.
Yeah.
Who apparently he doesn't pay attention to anymore.
Yeah, seriously, where has that kid been? He's
she's
like,
too old.
Baby, I want
she's
a baby.
She's not cute anymore
because
she's like past 11.
Oh, no.
Bye, little girl. I don't even remember your name because you're never on the show.
Aww. Madison is Radisson.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I remember it. And then the office, we learned out that Mrs. Hernandez loves to listen in on conversations. We got Maya with a three-way.
And, yeah.
Tim's mother has diabetes. And Daryl.
Diabetes.
Got diabetes.
You're talking
no,
about the
No, go right ahead. Do the thing.
And I'm sorry, I don't know where we are. I had three sips of alcohol.
Oh, it's cool. Jeez. It's cool. Here, you know what? Say, if you talk, I will catch you.
Is that a Bare Naked Ladies reference?
Where you fall, I'll pick you up. It was!
Okay,
yay!
Now
where's my belt?
Now I'm getting it. I thought it was from American Tail.
Yay! It's my beer belt. It's been a while since I rang that puppy.
Okay, so you're talking about like everybody's various ailments. So they're trying to win money by playing poker in a very small game with a limited...
Hey, turn around. Come here. Talk to us. Hey. No, I was just going agree with what you're saying. Keep talking. That was just the things they said.
Something said. About cheese.
Get
oh my God. You the cheese thing was so great. You know how I love when they talk when the show talks about cheese. And sometimes when they talk about cheese now, I think it's just for me. So if it is, thanks. But he's like, hey, heard you're looking for a little cheese. Oh, I never want just a little cheese. I mean, I get Munster and I open it up and I finish the whole thing.
What?
And I was like, Joy, this episode, by the way, brought me so much joy, you guys, because there's all of these like plays on words, all these like what dad jokes.
Yeah.
And I love them so much. I was so happy. It was like my happy place. Every single one of them. Aww. Just like they talk about the red hat dance, and he's like, and later on he actually wears a red hat to the poker game, and he's like, oh, it was code, not dress code. No, I was like, yes, thank you. Proceed.
Okay, so there's a work poker, illicit work poker, poker game, some
red hat dance at midnight.
Yes,
at 2 a.m.
And
but you said midnight.
Okay, then we get to the Valencia's gonna. Her business is failing. Rebecca's going to help her. And we have... I'm going really fast trying... Like
no,
Nish
you got
does
this.
In the beginning. I'm
do
trying.
Do your thing. Do your thing. I'm gonna stop and do my tangents because that's what I do.
Okay. And we see Nathaniel and White Josh.
Who ordered these fries? I didn't order these
fries.
Well,
wait. First, we have White Josh and Josh at the bar.
Oh, yes.
And
Josh actually has a coherent...
offers to pay.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what is happening? Why are you offering to pay? And he's got a job as a somewhat kind of fireman, maybe.
I'm a fireman. I'm a volunteer fireman that gets paid.
Yeah. He wears the pants in the firehouse, apparently.
Nobody on TV can lie well.
Oh, my God. This is so great. Well, you know, and for Josh, it at least makes sense. Like, that's his character for sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you're right. So after that, and Josh actually has coherent conversations where he's like, no, you got broken up with. I'm like, what are you doing here? Oh, my God. This is growth. It's like the first time we actually really see growth out of Josh. Well,
second time that we see that he actually has like a brain inside his head that actually functions.
It's amazing what happens when tough love comes and enters your life.
That's just a flip-flop.
When mommy says get the fuck out of my house or get your ass out of my house, then you learn.
Yeah, you grow some wrinkles in your brain.
Nothing grows wrinkles in your brain like mom telling you off.
Okay, so Nathaniel and White Josh are at home base eating French fries.
Yeah, and they're both like, I didn't order these. And Heather's like, you want to rewind that tape? I'll show you that you ordered these. And like, okay, well, we
but did one of you call one of my servers whack?
They slipped in. That was a very good way. They slipped in without saying it that Heather has advanced to supervisor.
Yeah, good for her. She, you know, she makes a good supervisor.
Yes.
I bet her staff really respect her.
When you've taken every class at a community college,
that's
you're at least qualified for supervisory level at a place of business somewhere.
This is so true. You know what? I bet there was at least one of those classes on leadership or public speaking.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Leadership, hospitality, something.
Oh, yeah. They had to have some sort of hospitality
bartending
class.
I'm sure there was a bartending class.
Oh, if there wasn't, then there should have been. Every university should have a bartending class. Yes, but you're right. That she totally earned this position.
Oh, yeah.
At this and life experience.
She's overqualified at life.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like a lot of us end up at a job that we are definitely overqualified for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just having that conversation last week with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, so I like to talk about the brain a lot and
ouch, this is going to hurt.
Things. Oh, no. No, but there are times when people say to me, like, oh, what is it you do? And then I say what I do, and they're like, really? I was like, yeah, well, you know, I like to know things, but I don't have a degree in it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. And you too?
Oh, I'm wildly underemployed. Like, I graduated with a bachelor's degree, and I've got like over 150 credit hours of college credit, and but I'm an office manager who makes like not like a low starting salary, basically. And you know, I work at a place where there are only like 9 employees, and
oh my goodness,
I just run around the front office all day and do all of their like bookkeeping stuff.
Well, you know, at least we
But there's
we know
something wrong with me.
Yeah.
That's why.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're fine. You're delightful.
I have other aspirations that are not. I'm not there yet.
Yeah. No, I mean, and I like that. We're all works in progress.
I'm
and...
slowly sliding along a ladder somewhere that I
yeah.
get a hand on a rung and
yes!
then I fall down a couple. And
that's
then...
what I was saying. Like, sometimes I don't know if it's a slide or a ladder, but yeah. I'm there and I'm enjoying the ride. Oh, so they decide that Wijo and Nat, as he's called later.
Nat.
That chicky at the end calls him Nat.
Did she?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. That's...
Oh, my God. There's. I can't wait till we get to the Brody speech because there's something I got to tell you about that. I'm so excited. But Moush!
The host is here.
She's here.
Moush.
We started without you. I mean, we worried about whether you'd been kidnapped, but we couldn't do anything because there was a podcast.
Yeah. We were going to do a fast recap, but it ended
didn't
up just being a normal
public
slow recap.
Announcement
we
did, APB out on
We
her?
Did put an APB out for you. We called out to anybody who might be listening to
yeah.
try to locate you.
Oh, so
I'm very worried.
So they're doing like they decide that instead of eating shitty food, they're going to have a 7-day cleanse. Let's OD on endorphins, bro.
I love
the line because so it's a happy chemical.
And then they spike their fries
yes!
on the floor.
Hey, idiots! So sorry. Let's clean up. Good call. Shouldn't have done that. Oh, and then we find out that Rebecca and Valencia are both broke, and Valencia is actually more ahead than Rebecca is.
Which is
well, she had how many, like 30 scones?
Worth?
Yeah.
Which is $240.
Yes! Valencia has 100 scones.
Which is $800, according to the
oh
scone.
My God.
you know,
scone
currency.
Now. The scone scale, yes. Oh my goodness. But yeah, and
the
so then she's like
scone based economic
yes!
model.
Yes. Oh my goodness. The scone trading yeah. value.
Have you checked the scone market
today? Oh my God. The scone market has gone up to 8.5. Oh, butter.
Oh, that's a record high.
They are not even the good French ones.
Like sad suburban West Covina.
Yes! Sad suburban West Covina scones have gone up 25 cents. You're welcome, economy. But, and Rebecca even says, I spent like tens of thousands of dollars on trash anyway, water under the bridge. I was like, yeah, just stuff those problems down. Just stuff them down. It's cool. You don't need them.
Don't think about it.
Don't think about it. Yeah.
There's so much money wasted on Josh.
Yeah. Don't think about that $10,000 check you dropped for the camp.
Oh, my God.
Or the wedding date.
Yeah.
Getting that venue.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's another $10,000 right there, right?
This is making me mad enough to want to go beat up Josh. It's not even like my money and it's not even really her money because it's a TV show, but, you know.
It's still a ridiculous amount of money in my
yes.
life.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
You say mad enough to beat up Josh, mad enough for me to go time travel and just take the check myself. Be like, I'm the camp.
Own life a crime.
Yes. Or find out the phone number of the person whose wedding date she had to change and be like, I'm that person. Here's my Venmo account.
Give it to me, please.
Right now. Oh, my God. And so then we have Wijo and Nathaniel, and they're doing their workout. And the way they smack talk each other is beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, my God.
They are my favorite duo now.
Yes.
Yeah, that was an awesome pair.
Oh, my goodness.
To watch.
That's just the fat crying in pain. Come on, you little fat boy, you pudgy little blubber ball, you tubby tubster. That's so mean.
Yeah.
But it's funny that they take it like gym bros.
Yes!
Who are just like, hey, thanks, man.
They're like, yeah. Oh, my God. And then
you're
the other one. You call that effort, daddy's boy? Maybe if you burn off some of that disgusting white jiggly fat, your father will finally love you. And then he's like, you're really good at that. Thanks.
He's a personal trainer. He's taught to learn all of your emotional like vulnerabilities
yeah.
and then just rip you apart.
Oh, my God. And I'm like, is that what the gym is like? Is that... That's
not
why
it
I
is.
Take
some
of them.
You have to fill
some
out,
of them.
Like okay. when you sign up with a personal trainer, you fill out a very personal questionnaire
oh, no.
about all of your like life's like shortcomings, things that make you sad.
Aww.
So
and
they
then
can
they just
tap
like,
into it.
Yeah, yep.
Shame and blame take you nowhere, okay?
I like how he has spikes on his workout.
Yes.
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 And White Josh is like, why are there spikes?
Yes.
What does that do? And he's like, it scares the fat away.
And it's so funny because before he said that, I was looking at the equipment. I'm like, why are there spikes?
Yeah. Yeah. It looked like a medieval torture device.
Yes. Oh, man. I just want to sit near it then. I'll just read a book and be like, I'm going to relax and be feared at the same time.
Do it in the dark so it's extra scary.
Yes! Oh, my God. I accidentally run into it. You come to work with, like, this giant gash. And they're like, what happened? You're like, I feared the fat. It's fine.
It's gone.
That was
gone.
Working out.
Scared away.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. Okay, and then we find out that the couple that Valencia is doing this, like, wedding for is Marty and Allie.
From the grocery store.
Yes, from the grocery store. Marty was the potato duster, and Allie was the chick that he was in love with, and she was in love with Brody, the grocery clerk with half an eyelid. Right? And then Brody broke up with her, and Marty was there. Oh, what a lovely story.
Well, wait, no, Brody didn't break up with her. She found out he was an idiot at the end of that. Oh, you're an idiot.
Brody broke up. You're right. Yeah. She's like, why do I always choose the wrong guys?
So you would think she would choose the right guy after that.
Yeah.
But there's so much drama.
She's flawed also.
Oh, that's a good way of putting it. She is flawed. And, you know, they kind of like, I feel like they one-dimensionalize her a lot where she's like, I just want to get married. And it's like, I feel like someone in that situation would probably have a little more depth to it. But
I think, they were trying to show, like, if someone's determined to make a mistake, you can't stop
them. That's a very good point. Yeah. And it's kind of funny because they also say Rebecca the whole time where she's like, I wish someone would have warned me. And they're like, everybody warned you. Everybody.
Yes. Everyone knew this wasn't going
to
work.
You didn't listen because you were determined to make that mistake, just like Allie and Marty. That's a very good point. Oh, and I like that Mrs. Hernandez told Marty that things didn't work out between Josh and Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
Because she comes in every Thursday for her lucky peach.
And buys a single peach.
Mysterious.
Yes.
For a little bit.
Oh, and here's some of the great jokes that they had that I was so in love with that I was like, yes, where they have, I'm the bread manager, so I make more than Marty.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So you're the breadwinner? No, I'm the bread maker.
Well,
between us, we don't have that much dough.
On the second watch, it was even better because it was because she says all those puns, and they're just like, we don't get it. They're not funny.
Yeah.
Which is also like a throwback to Valencia not having humor when
she's
yes! Which is awesome. But then on the second watching, I'm watching it, and he's like, I'm not the potato duster anymore. I'm the producer, like produce manager. I call myself the producer. So he starts with a pun, and that's what opens the gates, and then they just don't get it.
Yeah.
Or at least she doesn't get it.
Yeah.
I think he gets it.
But he's not going to laugh in front
of
her.
No, of course
not. He's not going to look cool.
No, you can't.
He's got to look cool.
He's trying to. She already doesn't like him.
Yeah, the writing of that is great.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And then, let's see. Whatever we can afford, it's not like either one of us manages the meat. So neither of you brings home the bacon?
No, I don't like it.
And that's another sign. Who does not like bacon unless you are a vegetarian? Who does not like bacon?
I don't like bacon.
What?
Wait a second. I'll take that back. I don't eat bacon because I think about my heart too much.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. To not eat bacon for health reasons, you still like
it. I'm a secret Nathaniel when it comes to I don't eat salads before sundown, and that's not true. I do. But it's not quite that extreme. But I do think about those things. Too much stuff in my brain.
I'm a vegetarian, but I didn't like bacon as a kid because my mom, I think, burnt it to a crisp.
That's fair.
I probably never had good bacon.
Oh,
and then thick cut bacon.
You were a vegetarian. Oh, we're learning so much about it.
Thick cut bacon also wasn't a thing for years and years and years.
Yeah.
So now we're all spoiled with it. So.
Oh my goodness!
You know what? I don't think that I don't know that I've ever tried it. Truthfully, I think I've always been deprived.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck with the thin cut stuff.
Yeah. You guys, I'm going to put myself in Allie's shoes and I'm going to say that she just had burnt bacon as a child. And so it's not her fault that she doesn't like bacon. She had it burnt or she had it so undercooked that it was like that floppy, sad stuff.
Ugh.
Yeah. Or maybe she had like that pre-cooked bacon, you know, microwave bacon. So it's not, you know what? I'm going to give her a break and say it's not her fault. Maybe.
Probably.
I don't like her.
I don't like her either.
She sucks, but yeah.
She's like a horrible human.
Yeah, but so she doesn't like, so Allie is not a big fan of Marty, right? Rebecca's like, we can't do this wedding. And Valenta's like, yeah, we can. Let's hope they get married. They do their wedding, ironic divorce parties, and then second weddings. That's how you build a business.
I like the comment to the, oh.
I was going to say, it's evil in a sustainable way.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it's a comment on like business ethics, basically. Mm-hmm. Like that's a business person's brain right there. Where, like, whatever's going to, you know, you're planning for the future. Whatever's going to give us an opportunity to keep, the business going is what we're going to, you know, go with.
Yes.
But I'm going to stick up for Valencia a bit and say she's a realist. If like,
oh yeah. And in that regard, you know, I mean, she kind of sees
to 50% of marriages end in divorce. Like how many engagement parties can you morally abstain from planning?
Exactly. And it's one of those things like, yeah, you're making a dumb choice, but you know what? Some people would say a 21st birthday party is a dumb choice. So I mean, like, you know,
all kinds of parties are. Parties are an excuse to make dumb choices.
Yes, exactly. So let these people have their dumb choice. That's a very good point. And it's a business. Like, who are you to decide what people, you know, do with their life?
I want her business to get off the ground so bad.
I know. Yes.
To finally break the curse of Josh. But...
yes. And she just has so much, like, good stuff about her. Like, she deserves a chance.
Mm-hmm. Don't make her go back to yoga.
All we are saying... is give V a chance.
I'm very anti-business.
Yeah, stick it to the man. Oh, okay. So just one thing, because there's a poker scene, but we already pretty much talked about it, except for one beautiful line. I'm not father tonight. Tonight, you will call me daddy. Says my father, bra.
That is super good.
I'm not too familiar with Catholicism or... I know, like, priests kind of have to give up worldly goods or, you know, kind of refrain from, like, building a whole bunch of wealth or whatever. Man. Are they allowed to gamble?
If he gives his money to charity.
Okay. I'm sure it's fine. I don't know. I know a priest that goes to Josh Groban concerts, so it's all good.
Blasphemy.
Yeah.
I know.
He will be smited.
Oh, no, not the smite. Oh, you know who's not smited? The beautiful stomachs of two beautiful men who are body fat. Yeah. We got Baywatch Efron, and we got down 1.3%. And they decided to take their sculptures out on a walking tour.
Well, they debated. It was going to be a museum.
Oh, yes! Or... we're going to go to the gift shop, buy a book.
Why, Joe's really good at sarcasm.
Oh my God, I love this man so much. He has the most beautiful body, and he has a sense of humor. He will just be best friends because, you know,
and he has
we both like men.
Oh, he and he's got problems. Too.
Oh, he does, because fit hot men have problems. Oh my God. I watched the video for that song so many times.
Me too. It was
with
so
the sound
good.
Off,
God, it was just... so good. No, no, the sound was great, but it would have been fine with the sound off, especially like, beautiful men. Beautiful man. Well, all beautiful men, but
well,
why Joe?
Nathaniel's pretty too.
Nathaniel's
and
pretty
he had
too.
A little happy trail for you, and he points out at the end of the video.
I do love it. You know what? You're right. Nat,
that's one of my notes.
Me your happy trail.
Yeah, they're pointing at the good parts, there and then I'm like, that part he pointed just for Shannon.
Aww. It's like he knew. He shaved out the rest of it, but he kept his trail.
Yep.
They don't shave in California. It falls off. Like literally, if you live in California long enough, your body hair disappears.
Oh my goodness, the water has nair.
They vaporize it and they just spray it across the whole state.
But if you move back to the Midwest, there's a rebound effect.
Oh my God, yes! You get all your hair back for the last 10 years. Yep. Then you look like Sasquatch. And I'd still love you. Because furry men are beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love fur. Maybe that's why I'm an animal person. But okay. I'm so funny, you guys. Just kidding. Rebecca's all angry because, you know, Allie is, you know, not interested in the wedding. Josh is talking again to Father Bra now, and he's like, I'm not really a fireman, so you're a partial fireman? Just not completely a fireman. They go to a gay bar, and why, Joe, we get to see again his, like, sassy personality, because I feel like we've missed it for a few episodes, but did you notice that he still has shirts with sleeves? Daryl, the impact was on.
It's still there. Yes. He's grown up.
Yes, he has. He even goes to the bar and he's still wearing a shirt with sleeves. He wore shirts with sleeves the entire time, and he's not even with Daryl anymore.
Except when he took his shirt off to dance.
God, well, that was beautiful. That was necessary.
But that was to express
and
himself emotionally.
And then he took off his pants, too. And I like that he's a boxer, not a brief man. I mean, well, boxer briefs he had, but I like that, you know, he looked really good in them. Just saying. Take you up for Efron any day. But he talks about how gay bars, there's bachelor parties, girls nights out, girls who like to dance in circles. They're all here. It's horrible. Straight girls are ruining the best part of being gay.
Someone finally said it on national TV.
Well, you know what? I'm glad he brought this to my attention because I've been one of these girls and I didn't realize that I was ruining the bar.
Some gay bars have banned bachelorette parties.
As they should.
They should. No, no. I mean, I haven't done a bachelor party there. I did a bachelor party at a drag show, but that's a different story. Yeah. But no, like, I like to go to gay bars, like just me or me and a friend. But, you know, sometimes you want to go to the bar and you don't have anyone to go with. And I'm like, well, I'll go to the gay bar because then I like don't feel like
is
I'm
that
gonna
because
get
there's
killed.
Less. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
There's less concern over like some guy just drooling all over you.
It is.
And
you know what? Like the feel of it's just better. Like
it's happier.
It is. It's happier.
Fancier.
Yeah. And plus, you know what? That is the thing. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, I don't know about you, but like I like growing up and stuff, I've had lots of gay friends. So
yes,
there's something in me that's like,
yeah,
I don't know. These are my people. These are
exactly.
We have the same personality traits in some ways. And
yes,
but I've always felt like insane guilt going to a gay bar because I'm always like, I'm not gay enough. I'm not straight enough. I'm just like,
well, I didn't know.
I don't belong there.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, okay? Like, when you go to a straight bar, the thing that I really, really hate is I love to dance. Like, I will close down a club every night of the week if I could. But just dancing. But I hate when guys come up behind you and they just immediately start rubbing
just
and dancing on you.
Oh, yeah, just the grind.
Yes! And then I have to, like, do that thing where I, like, move and then I have to move to a different part of the dance floor and hope it doesn't happen again. And then he looks at me and he'll be like, hey, you like that? I'm like, no, I didn't like that. That's why I moved.
It's not dancing.
Yes, exactly. You're taking away my spirit.
I don't understand what it is that was put into guys' brains.
Exactly.
That, like, that seems like it's.
Yeah. Like, it's, did I turn back and look at you? Like,
that
did that make you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't just walk up and randomly hump people.
No.
Like, that's not okay.
It's too not. Much,
you're not a dog and I'm not a tree. Just stop.
Too many, like, I don't know, too many music videos growing up or something. I'm not sure what it was.
No. Like, and it's always like someone who looks like a complete tool bag. Like, you look behind you and you're like, nope, can't even pretend to like this. I gotta go. You're creepy.
Now, if it was like a guy like Nathaniel who like wasn't wearing a shirt and was like sobbing, like ugly crying.
Yeah, the ugly crying.
The sobbing is necessary.
Yeah. I would totally buy him a drink because I feel bad for him.
I'd turn around and give the poor man a hug and be like,
a cry for help. Yeah. Like, I have nothing to do except try to rub myself on somebody who don't pay attention to me.
It's so weird, though, like to have this guy like crying behind you. That's a little traumatizing.
Okay, maybe I'd run. I don't know. Yeah. That sounds terrifying.
I know.
Like, are you sad or are you a murderer? I can't tell.
Exactly. Because if I turn around, am I going to get a shank up the
You're
grip?
Crying,
like,
but you're humping me. I don't know what to make of this.
That's a very good point. Okay.
I wouldn't buy him a drink. I'd run. Take it back.
Yeah. Public service announcement. Do not hump and cry.
just don't hump
Maybe
women
just
at
don't
the
hump.
Bar.
Yeah,
don't hump
floor.
People at like, the just... bar. This is why women goes to gay bars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they ruin it for the gay guys.
Because
the straight guys can't keep
straight
your wieners in check.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Oh, it's so true. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so then we have Daryl, and he has decided that he won one game of poker, and so now he's dressed like some like man in a saloon.
I pulled this clip. I don't know if they sent or downloaded. Okay, cool. Yeah,
oh,
this is my Daryl clip.
Oh, my God.
His clip. He's awesome.
Attitude?
Yep. One with his name in it.
She'll just call it a day.
Yeah, also, if you act like that, no one's going to feel bad about taking your money.
Oh, you're just sore because last week I won a K and a G and some soon-to-be, God willing, Tubmans. And this week I'm going to double and triple that. Papa needs a baby.
Someone is going to knife you in the parking lot.
Okay, aces are up, deuces are wild. Give me some money to buy my child. That did not come out right. I would never purchase a child. I think that trafficking is society's greatest scourge. Read 'em and weep. Sevens and fives.
Oh.
I got a flush.
Oh. Damn her and her lucky peach.
My egg money. Oh, no.
They got so sad.
Oh, my goodness. He did. In my baby money.
Yeah, the poker player in me was looking at that game. It's like, okay, it's too small. There's four of you. You're just going to trade money back and forth week to week. There's if you're trying to earn money for something, this is not going to work out.
Yeah,
especially when Mrs. Hernandez is going to school you all with your lucky peach.
Yeah, because they're like trying to actually like save what's the name? Tim's mom needs insulin. That was like one of the plot points.
Isn't she Canadian? Like he's Canadian. She should have all the insulin.
She should.
She's lying.
Unless she's moved here legally and
or illegally. Whoa. She's like, my son's an American and I can't be away from my little boy. Mm-hmm. This is why he's bad at sex. And
because mama wasn't here for 10 years. She was living in Canada.
Oh man! But yeah, so one of the she needs insulin.
One of the lesser known benefits of the Oedipal stories
is Oedipus knew how to make a woman come first try.
Yeah. Get it out!
Didn't he blind himself at the end of that?
Oh yeah,
yeah he did.
That made him better too.
Heightened his other senses. Yeah. So he wasn't relying on sight. It was all feel.
Oh, he listened
feel.
To her sounds.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm going to make a nonverbal cue joke, but too soon.
It's so bad and so good. Oh, no. Oh, man. Okay, on that note, then we go back and we have the party again. And Heather is like, I hate how much I'm pulling this look off. She's a barmaid, and she's like, later hosen. Just great line.
They're very cute outfits.
Oh, yeah,
yes! Rebecca looks adorable.
She does look adorable.
This yeah, look cute German stuff and pretzels are back and
they had pretzels on the wall. Oh. That was adorable.
Like, yeah, balloons or something. I don't remember what they were, but pretzels were back.
There was like pretzel sticky things on the walls too on the windows and yeah. So they did both pretzels and cheese. I think they saw our Christmas episode and they were like, hey, you know what? We're going to take some advice. No more poop jokes for a little bit.
More emotional stuff. More emotional. Some more cheese.
Yes. Pretzels, cheese, dad jokes, and men with their shirts off. And we're going to point out the happy trail.
Yeah. Just to remind, it's still there.
A plus.
Just usually hiding.
Yes. Oh, and great songs. We didn't talk about the first one, Without Love.
It's so good.
Oh, it's such a good song.
I do have a clip from that we can talk about later.
Okay. Yes.
Because that's the 100th song. So that'll be our intro.
Last.
Yeah.
Yes!
We'll like that'll intro us into
you're so brilliant.
Talk.
Okay. And then Rebecca hears a conversation. Allie talking to Beverage Man, who's on the phone, her on phone as a beverage. and they go to the bar and like people want to go home with both YJO and with Nathaniel and they're like, we don't want to. Is it because of our mutual breakups? No, we were dumped. Let's eat some onion rings. And then Brody speech. We've gotten to the Brody speech part. Mm-hmm. Normally my notes are more concise, but you know, things and stuff. So the Brody speech, what happens is, you know how when Allie and Beverage Man go off and they're talking somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
During that, like Brody's still talking. And if you listen really closely, you can hear the stuff he says. You want to hear what he says?
Yeah. Oh, really?
So great. Okay. He's starting to talk about how, like, first it's an epic story that love story that reached fruition, fruit, produce, get it, grocery store.
Okay,
that was what it was. And then he's like, they start talking,
didn't he say something like too smart?
Yeah, too smart.
That was my joke. Like that was like some, in my notes. I'm like, what does that even mean?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they're doing whatever they're doing, and he's like, what is this venue? It's like a sad restaurant attached to a batting cage. But they say love's a lot like a pretzel. It's twisty and it's turny, and once the salt's gone, it's pretty bland. So good luck, guys.
So he gets it. He gets it.
And he's like, I'm still single. But I just love that where he's like talking about how love's like a pretzel.
A bland, sad, and it's just twisty like
this
pretzel.
Yes! And it's this bad thing. And you know what? I feel like that's another thing. Like, they've been listening to us because obviously they're like, hey, let's give something hidden that, you know, you have to listen really hard to hear.
It's like an Easter egg, but in front of your face.
Right there. Who wants to look for that egg? I do.
Who's watching this without subtitles? Shannon.
Oh, no, I watch it with subtitles all the time.
But you also hear.
But I hear and I pause. And this one,
and
I actually
rewind.
Yes. Yeah. And I actually had it in the subtitles of mine.
Oh,
so
nice.
That helped because I could only hear so much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a great show.
It's super good.
Okay. And then there's like the woman who's the bachelorette party. We're back at the bar and she's like, can you go be sad somewhere else? And they're like, there are straight bars everywhere. They're called bars.
And Nathaniel says that too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So awesome.
And then,
great ally.
Yes. Yeah. And they're like, they're too hot for problems. And that leads into one of the beautiful songs of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It had guys have problems too.
Which should be the club banger of 2018.
Oh my God.
Everywhere.
Yes. Oh, and I love that they say, like, when we exit a pool, we do it in slow motion. I was like, I sure hope you do.
It's
I'm
their
watching.
Duty.
Yes.
As fit hot guys.
Yes. If you are a fit hot guy, you need to walk in slow motion. What is it? We both have almost no body fat, but we're too bummed to talk about that. I know we look so much better than you. Fit guys have, or fit hot guys have problems too.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. And they're stripping and don't look, we're not doing this for you. We just can't. It's just too hard to process emotions with our clothes on.
That's my favorite line.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
Followed shortly by like, avert your male and female gazes.
Yes. And I like that they did both. And I was like, yes. A song that does both genders. Which is great.
Yes.
Oh, and then Josh comes on. Ugh. We find out that he is actually a go-go dancer in a fireman pants, mm-hmm. which is why he had money.
Yeah.
He had money and he's kind of a firefighter, but not really.
That was so perfectly set up, too.
Yes.
I'm like, this, like, at some point, it's like, yes, he's going to be a stripper.
Yeah.
He has ones, but you're just like, this is so perfectly set up.
Yes.
And then they throw it into the song where they're in the imaginary world, and then they bring him into the real world.
Yes!
And back into the imaginary world.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to be in our imaginary song with us?
Okay.
Oh, and that made it even more beautiful because mm-hmm. they're all just standing there and they're all beautiful in their own ways. Like every single one of those men.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. I put that on repeat a few times.
Say, just, white Josh's arms.
They're just sacks of bloody
Josh's
muscle.
Josh's pecs. Nathaniel's hair and nose.
Yeah, Nathaniel's hair for sure. Yeah. Why Joe, the rest of him.
His arms
God,
are ridiculous.
So gorgeous.
I can't get over
his
arms.
When they did this part where they're like, and this, mm-hmm. and this, and they show his bicep, mm-hmm. I'm just like, I need to like freeze that and screenshot.
I watched this at the first time at work, and it felt like watching porn. So
man.
I'm glad I have a job still.
See, and I watched
like,
it.
too much.
When I watched it for like the second or third time at work, and, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm okay with this. It's just, it's not porn.
Like, turn it up. Like, it's funny. They're fit hot guys. They have problems.
They're cute. They're so cute. Look at those tummies. Look at those tummies. Oh, my God. There's something, I know it's really weird to be like, that's a hot tummy, but.
No, that's not weird.
Thank you. Okay, good.
It's not weird at all.
It's a great body part.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. I meant the word tummy.
Especially like that muscle, like the groin muscle, like right
God,
there.
When
that is
the
like
v?
The finest part on a dude's body.
Yes.
Hot.
Ah.
Little hip cut.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to just watch the
but
video?
But you're completely
right now.
Overlooking the emotion of it.
Oh, right. Yeah, they have emotion.
Right.
There was so much sadness in all their dancing.
We're so busy objectifying them.
We and those, are. And they're expressing their pain through the art
like,
of dance.
All
we'll
their
express
muscles
it much
were,
better without these pants.
Yeah. Because they had to show that every part of them was crying.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Every muscle.
Their penises were weeping.
Don't say that. You're going to ruin it with weeping penis.
It's called pre-cum, Jim.
Pre-cum's not sad.
And as we know, every...
People don't cry with pre-cum. At least I sure hope not.
Every guy is always on the verge of orgasm.
I mean, I feel like some people have cried from pre-cum because there's still a bunch of jizz and like little spermies floating around, and someone's got knocked up from pre-cum before. I'm just saying.
Okay, then then you cry. You cry post pre-cum.
Yeah, agreed.
But not during. But you're right. That could be a real bummer where you're just like, hey, oops. Guess who's having a baby? Not Daryl, but you are. I'm sorry, Daryl.
Super sperm.
I have super sperm. Who named that a 10-year-old doctor? Oh, man. I want to just quote this. I have quoted this entire episode because it's just so good.
It's very good.
Okay, so Josh is like, I'm not a pole dancer. There's no pole. Actually, I wish there was. It would make the whole fireman thing a lot better.
My favorite part is after that sequence, Nathaniel comes out with his girl. He's like, I'm going to go home or whatever.
Yes!
Yeah.
And why Josh is like, no, I can't. I'm still sad. I'm going to respect my sadness and go home alone. And then just Josh is like, there's a lot of gay dudes in there, too. You should just go in and check it out.
This place doesn't just have hot girls.
White
Josh's reaction is perfect.
My God.
They hold it for like 10 seconds, 15 seconds. It's perfect. Yeah.
They both slow blinked him.
Yeah. You can visibly see him debating, like, do I say it? Or do I just... No.
No, I got it.
Oh, my God.
No, I won't.
I'm just going to let him be dumb.
And this is after, like, earlier in the episode, too. Josh is like, you guys hold me to such a high standard. He's like, oh, I don't know.
Do we?
No. Can't tell him that either.
No, I know. Oh, but you know who does tell someone something? Rebecca.
Ugh.
She takes the mic from Grandma, who was going to rap. And after she finds that Allie and Beverage, or Brobev, have been smooching, and she's like, I freed you, Marty. And he's like, I already knew. Bevro, I've written 12 songs about it, including 2-liter two-timer, 6-pack of pain, and a carbonated crime. And Rebecca agrees to give Daryl an egg. And she's like, it's no big deal. It's actually, you know, they just pull out one of my eggs. They put it in someone else's oven. Someone else's raises it. Mm. And then she, you know, has to be right back down to her level where she's like, it's a lot easier than teaching a poor person to read.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, well, that kind of makes the act more Rebecca.
I don't know if all those hormones are advisable for Rebecca.
No, they're not.
Paula definitely touches on that.
Yeah. Have you thought this through? Yeah, I have.
Not at all.
Not at all.
But yeah, even she's like, your regular periods are ridiculous.
Yes.
Like, and then I think last episode we did talk about, either before the episode or during the episode, about how, just how much work and how many hormones they pump you with.
And it's a long time. It's not
it's a month long process.
Well,
and you can't have sex during that month.
You can't.
It pays to find somebody who's completely uninformed.
and then she needs money.
And she does the thing too that like I think anyone with any major mental illness should consider is that I should not pass my genes down to other people.
Yeah. Didn't she even say that before when they were like, have you thought about being a parent? Like episodes past where she was babysitting Tommy?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, it's not advisable in my family. A lot of suicides, a lot of suicides.
Yeah. So it's just
isn't that kind of like eugenics though? Like, isn't that kind of like voluntary eugenics where like basically culture is telling you you're damaged? So don't.
Well, you can do whatever you want, but
so like if you get treatment and you recover, I mean, I don't know.
Well, and if you have a supporting parent like Daryl, like Daryl would be.
I go back and forth on this.
That's a very good point. And Daryl, like out of all parents who would be able to help stabilize a child's emotions and be there for a kid and say, I support you and I love you and we'll do whatever you need.
Yeah.
Daryl's that dude.
Like if you have a major psychological issue and you're not like dealing with it, then, you know, maybe you've got a responsibility to, first of all.
Yeah, as a parent, you should definitely be aware enough to know if you're fit to raise them. But I brought it up, but is something like borderline genetic? Probably not. It's probably more nature nurture.
Yeah.
Other things, schizophrenia, probably more genetic.
So you're saying, are you fit to raise them or are you fit to braise them? to flip him.
But. Well, and schizophrenia is one of those things that is only, like, a lot of people have the suppressed gene, mm-hmm. but it doesn't express itself in situations until, like, mm-hmm. there's stress or children who are born in the wintertime are more likely to express their schizophrenic gene. Mm-hmm. But a lot of us have it.
I've been working mine out. It's not coming out.
Science!
I've been trying so hard.
Yeah.
I think Daryl needs to adopt.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Why hasn't he even thought about adoption? You're right.
They're going to get there, but...
Yeah, I hope so.
Because he's got
Cause then he's
sperm
gonna...
hubris.
He's going to realize if he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to adopt a baby. He's going to realize, oh, no, I already have a 10-year-old. Oh, no, this is all I need
then,
to just raise my kid.
Were you here yet when we were talking about how she's just disappeared because she's apparently not cute enough anymore to be paid attention to?
But, you know, here's the thing that would be great, though. Like, Daryl, if he adopted a kid, he could be one of those dudes who adopts, like, two children mm-hmm. who are siblings who otherwise might be split up.
He could just be a foster parent.
Aww.
He'd be so good at it.
He would be great at all of it.
He'd have a really hard time partying, though.
What I was going to say. He's so emotional. Like, he'd just freak out.
He'd be stealing
children.
Okay,
Rebecca should be a foster parent. She can just throw money at them. And then,
hey, she only has 30 scones in the bank.
She'll make it again. She's a lawyer.
She'd be, like actively out there trying to get the kid adopted, like. Who wants a kid? Mm-hmm. Take this baby.
She'd be matchmaking some families.
Yeah, that's what I do with young people. I take them to the bar. Whee!
She does.
Oh, okay. So we've gotten to the end of the episode.
Yes.
Which means that now we could talk about, I don't know. Does anyone have anything else to say? I just kind of.
Probably, but.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Say your things. What do we got?
Let's see. Because I jumped in halfway through. I think one thing cool about this episode is it's kind of mirroring season one.
Yeah.
Because, obviously she's mirroring stuff she did with Josh. She's doing them with Nathaniel mm-hmm. in terms of, being obsessed and then breaking up with him right away. But even, her whole speech stuff, it's all, it reminded me of, I'm a good person. that song and, that whole...
It was really hard to
see putting yourself out there. I feel like they're going to hit every single one of those personality traits.
Ooh. From a different perspective.
Yeah.
Now she's getting an objective view of it instead mm-hmm. of being the one who's actively.
Yeah. So they gave her that list, and then they did the flashback, which was a flawed flashback too.
Yeah.
Of why is she impulsive? Why is she obsessive? But I think we're going to go through and we're going to get all those, or I would hope, because that would be really a fun structure to follow and then get all of those back. But I think that's the only thing I was super interested in after watching that episode, because the episode was so good on its own, so it's hard to break it down. So
they had some interesting comments and commentaries in the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm gonna keep it that general.
Nothing else. You're not gonna add anything?
I don't want to get too
I'm looking at my notes too, see if there's anything that wasn't just plot points.
One thing that did bug me is when she said poor people are stupid.
Yeah.
I didn't like that line.
That bugged me. Yeah, that did
bug
me a lot too.
That was a really, when she said that. Oh, I mean stupid people. I'm
that's not helpful.
That's so insensitive to realities, again, of income inequality and mm-hmm. why people are poor and how poverty
and
just.
It's so weird that the show is not hitting on that well.
They're not aware of it all. Zero empathy for it whatsoever.
Even though they have one poor family, one poor Paula's character. That was her thing when we started.
Working. Yeah. She's just they're at their spending limit for the realities. Like a family with two kids who live in California and have two working parents. That's you know, they're not poverty, dirt poor,
No, can't read. Something else is going on there. That line. Damn.
Well, no, and that's a very good point. That is just one of those things that they handle so many issues, mm-hmm. but when it comes to people not having money, they don't handle
that's
that.
That's not one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Which, you know, you can only do so much
that's true.
For the show before you get outside of your main kind of focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. they started out doing a decent job with money, because Rebecca would spend all that money and then you'd see some consequences for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you'd see somebody like Paula, you don't have to worry about money. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. But, now it's more just kind of a throwaway thing, or just really crapping on poor people sucks.
Yeah.
That's
when you're
not
poor,
cool.
You're already getting crap done.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, obviously, if you're poor, you're stupid.
That's can't read. It's
final
your
determination.
Fault.
By a raise of hands, who's poor in here? It's podcast.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're all kind of, you know, not super well off, and so
no.
We totally get the. You know, mm-hmm. money budget feel.
And it's probably like, oh, you see yourself in so many of these characters or these characteristics, and then you're like, oh, but the money thing does not add up. And no. You're just like, well,
that's
now
a very
I'm offended.
Good point. Yeah.
No, I'm not. It's just,
no.
It's just something that
it's
they're
like
not
a dream
doing
version
well.
Of yourself yeah. where mm-hmm. you're just like, man, this would be me if I had money.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo.
I remember being in I don't remember what age I was. But I was probably middle school, maybe, and we were doing like analysis of drama or plays or something like that in English class. And they did make a point in this class. It's something that stuck with me. It's very generalized, but that when you're doing a play, drama, something like that, you tend to focus on a higher class of citizen like that. You tend not to. So, I mean, also, I don't want to necessarily, I can speculate a bunch of things, but like, Rachel Bloom went to NYU, like mm-hmm. that, you know. So if you come from a certain place, maybe you're going to have some blindness to mm-hmm. some realities of the world that are kind of outside of your
yeah.
perspective, your
yeah.
experience.
Like you have to come where
so.
You have to. You can see the world where you came from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just like what was it? There was like a story somewhere. I think it was a Malcolm Gladwell type thing. By the way, great author. That's my book drop for the day. He's an author though, but he writes a lot of books.
I've listened to his podcast.
Oh my God. It's so good. Revisionist history.
Yes.
But he was talking about somewhere. I don't know if it was in the book or the podcast, but about like an insurance salesman. And the insurance salesman, at least I hope it was him. If not, still read Malcolm Gladwell. He's delightful. Who had never like been to the insurance district that he was at, and so he made all these policies.
Oh wow.
And then he actually went there one day or he saw like from his he went back to his childhood like area and he saw how bad like medical practices were there, and he changed his insurance practices based
on
it.
Oh my God. The fact that he was making policies when he was that ignorant to like, the reality of
what
was going on.
But no, that's
what
happens. That's what happens all the time. People who make the policies don't actually like hang out where the need is. And so they're like, no, this is fine. Everyone could do with a little bit less because I'm great and everyone's like me, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's the whole us versus them thing.
That's why you see so much you know, wealth hoarding and stuff like that. Yes! Because they're completely detached from the realities
exactly.
of the lives of the people that they're.
There's been a lot of like policy stuff about payday loans where like, I don't remember if it was a federal level, I think it was the federal level decided you have to only have payday loans that people can repay. But the very nature of a payday loan is like, here's $200 until your next paycheck because you are so poor, you literally cannot get a loan.
Yeah.
And it is an entire business like based on like exploiting these people, but also you can't, like, don't fix the payday loan. Fix like the bank that's charging the $35 overdraft fee, or change like all the companies that are not paying people enough to even just live.
Yes, because the payday loan is a means to an end, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's there for a reason.
Yeah, so we're gonna like X that one. We're gonna write legislation to like mess with the payday loan,
so
whereas
then you're just
the
really
entire system is stacked against certain people.
Yes. Yeah. No, I remember like okay, so you know how we all have those jobs in high school and in college. And I had a job, and it was like before direct deposit because I'm kind of old. but I remember like being in high school and working opening at, you know, one of those fast food places, right? Mm-hmm. And I'd see people on payday come in and the checks wouldn't be there yet. And they'd be like, well, I'm just going to wait for it because I don't have enough gas to leave. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like being part of that, getting to see that was eye opening for me because I was like, oh my God, I can't imagine having a bank account where you don't have enough money to get gas to get you home.
Mm-hmm.
But if you never saw that.
Mm-hmm. And plenty of people have it.
Plenty of people have it. And these are people who they're grown and they have children and they're just like.
But that's just because, you know, they spend on frivolous things because they're all out just buying booze all day.
Booze and coffee.
Oh my God. That's it.
Starbucks.
That's what they're doing.
Stop buying Starbucks.
And you know what? Here's the thing. If someone buys a cup of Starbucks, you know, we all need to feel a sense of luxury.
Mm-hmm.
And it really stinks that we shit on people without money and we say, you don't even deserve to have a Starbucks because you can't pay your bills. It's like, no, everyone needs to feel like they have this moment where they're just saying to themselves, okay,
then you get some freedom of choice.
Yes, like, I get to have some freedom. I get to have some luxury, some beauty, something that tells me I'm not totally shit on.
I'm not totally oppressed and dehumanized. You know,
everybody needs that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know buying it, like you're like, this is too much.
I can't afford this. Yes.
But this is what I want. I need this. This is the one thing I'm going to do for myself.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It's super important.
The wealthy are probably, like, to me, they're the most entitled group of people that.
Well, and it's because of lack of perspective.
They think that there's an entitlement that goes along with people who want, you know, economic help. But the entitlement is the people who think they're entitled to those millions of dollars at the top.
Well, here's the thing we need to do, you guys.
It's not even help. It's fairness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah.
Here's the thing we need to do, though. Like, we need to get people with a lot of money into situations where they get to hang out for an extended period of time with people without money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not in a situation where I'm, you know, not in a charity situation, but in a, like,
trading places situation.
Trading places.
Undercover boss.
Or like,
undercover
some sort
boss.
Of, or yeah. I'm saying,
undercover
like,
boss
some
is
sort
so
of
bad.
Mandatory.
I don't know. Undercover boss is, like, trying so hard to say, like, do that whole Prince Popper, the higher uppers are going to see what the lower class is doing. And every episode I've ever seen, they come in, they deal with like a bratty teenager, and they're like, well, this is why we don't want to pay him more than $7.50 minimum wage. And
well,
it's like,
it's all about humanizing that boss. And
yeah, I don't, you know, but they humanize the boss when they should be humanizing the poor
people.
Yeah.
Like, well, and the thing is, like, you need to spend a decent amount of time with a person. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like a thing of a week. You need
that,
time.
That guy still has all of his money in his bank account, so like he can only feel so much. Like, he can't feel the real economic pressure that those people feel every single day.
No, he can't.
Of literally not being able to do certain things in life that they might want to do.
If he spent months with them, he'd at least see them as people.
Yeah.
Instead of his crappy work. Because for me, I've always watched one where it's like, this person we had to fire because they called customers disgusting. And you're like, yeah, well, when you live every day of your life under stress,
yes,
it comes
when you're
out.
Shat on time, like when you're shat on constantly, it's the whole monkey thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so they did this, they saw this like society of monkeys, and they found out like the top monkey would hit the next monkey in the line. No, this is serious.
Yeah, I know it is. But we're talking about monkeys and poop, so I'm going to laugh.
Okay, yeah. Monkeys and poop. But no, and then the next monkey would hit the next monkey. Everyone would hit the person that was slightly lower on the food chain than they were, like of superiority level. And that's what we do. So like, if you're the person who works at a fast food restaurant and that's all you're ever going to do, every once in a while you're going to be like, man, I have been crapped on all day long. I need to like hit the next monkey in line, and for this moment in time, this tiny inkling, I have power over you.
Mm-hmm. One of the undercover boss episodes I watched, the girl was a trainer, so she's like training the new guy who is the boss, undercover boss, how to do stuff, and she's just like, I'm gonna call you my servant, you're Jeeves, and she just kept calling him Jeeves.
Aww.
So at the very end of the episode, he's like, I felt really dehumanized when you were calling me Jeeves, and I was like, well, hang on, this was like the one sense of power she's ever gotten over another person.
Yes. Why do you think she
did
it?
So let's kind of all just check ourselves, because everyone across the board is wrong. Like,
yes, exactly. Yeah.
That's all I've learned from watching Undercover Boss. Is everyone's
wrong. But the thing is, when you come from that place of superiority, you're like, no, you just wronged me.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for your behavior.
Yeah. And he's like, we're just going to get you more training. Like, well, you can get her more training.
How about you get her a raise so that she can, you know, pay her bills and not be so stressed?
Exactly. Yeah. It comes down to stress.
They don't care. They honestly don't care.
Yeah, the stress thing.
The things that they teach you in business school are just dehumanizing.
But I mean, like, the stress thing for a person, there's a thing called your reptilian brain, which is like your most basic brain of a basic emotions. Mm-hmm. And you have your prefrontal cortex, and your prefrontal cortex has to do with logic.
Yep.
And so when you're stressed, your reptilian brain takes over the rest of your brain. And so you can't have logic. You can't have those higher level thoughts.
No, you don't have the luxury of being able to like operate at that level.
Exactly.
Because you're having to,
you're in survival mode.
Yeah,
kind of like if you're always thinking about love.
Oh
you
my
can't
god!
Do
yes.
better things with your life.
Yeah. Nice transition.
Because you're just so obsessed.
Oh, every single day.
Because you're so horny.
So what if you lived without love?
Well, let's find out. There is a song. Oh. I think
you'd save the world.
It would be an asexual utopia.
I don't get to that part, so that's a good drop.
Oh, you could save the pandas, whales, and bees, you guys.
10,000 hours in anything. makes you an expert. And I've spent way more time than that fretting over guys. I've got a BFA, an MFA, a PhD in obsession. And now I find myself wondering why. I could have used that time to cure leukemia. I could have used that time to clean the seams. I could have taught some teens awareness of bulimia. I could have saved the pandas, whales, and bees. Without love, you can save the world. Put those hours to good use instead. Can save the world. Sing out, branch out, get out of your own head. Hey guys,
peace,
peace and love,
but not love.
Love's a real time suck. It really gets your mind stuck on things that later on you'll be like, why? Like, when's he gonna text? Or when will I see him next? Then suddenly the lakes have all gone dry and it's all your fault. Without love.
Without love.
You all can those things save happen. The world.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's, I had dreams and then I fell in love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I love everything about this song. Like, I love their outfits, the hearts, mm-hmm. with the axes.
One of the shirts.
The tassels. Oh, yes! Can we?
Yeah.
Hey, Bunchy Bear Maker, can you? how you feel about tassel white shirts with hearts and X's?
I want the hoodie, the Daryl hoodie,
oh,
where he extra looks like he's part of a cult.
Yes. Oh, it's so great. I like how one of my favorite lines is the being tied to a bed. Not mm-hmm. being tied to a bed can really give you wings.
Yes, it can.
But being tied to a bed can also give you wings.
Yeah, it can. Gives you a different type of wings.
Different type.
Ow!
It was such a good for the 100th song. Because it really wraps up like the optimistic themes.
And everybody was
show,
in it.
And everyone was in it. And they kind of paired off and like... their little, you know, relationships that you want to see and danced around.
And everybody got a little song, like a little clip that they got to sing.
Yep. It was good.
Mm-hmm. And so. I like that there was Rebecca with both Nathaniel and Josh.
Mm-hmm. Back and forth. And then with Nathaniel at the end, because that's who we really want. But
of course we do. He's
he's so cool. Whatever.
He's so cool.
He's just pretty, actually.
He's very pretty, and he has a little hair.
Mm-hmm. So.
And, yeah. No, and I think we like Josh. But the thing is, we just know that that relationship is not good for Rebecca at all. Mm-hmm. And by we like Josh, I mean, he's a cool guy. He's just not a lot. I wouldn't go for him. I mean, he's a beautiful man, but his personality kind of sucks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it sucks more every episode.
It does.
He'll find his sucky equal.
Aww. Are you saying he'll find his succubus?
Ooh.
I wasn't being that cynical about it.
But, and then
but we all do.
That opens up.
Oh my god, that would be the next card for our card company. Dear so-and-so, you're my succubus.
You might suck, but you're my succubus.
Oh, yes, that's even better. You might suck, but you're my succubus. Happy Valentine's Day.
Say there, it's Valentine's Day is coming. We can do this.
It is. Oh, we need a whole line.
So yeah, that is now 100 songs.
Dear so and so, if I wasn't with you, I could have saved the whales.
Oh, so good.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I wasn't worried about you texting me back. I would have read a book or something.
I could have written a novel in the amount of time I was thinking about you.
Oh, all the text messages I wrote were like 10,000 pages of a novel.
That's right. Thanks I for running
cured
me dry.
Global warming.
Aww. If it weren't for you, the world would be a better place. Oh, Jesus.
Because I would have spent that time making the world a better place.
Oh, it's so bad.
I like that one.
Oh, you guys, we have a very heartwarming business ahead of us. None of us will ever be poor again.
We'll be having the opposite conversation, which is like, Rebecca's right. Poor people are stupid.
Oh, we've gotten so separated from them.
God, when I was poor, I was so stupid.
Now that I'm rich, I have all the brains.
I know everything.
So
what kind of lists did people make with the list of 99
well, 101 now. The list of 101 Crazy Ex-Girlfriend songs. What kind of like lists did you personally make from the?
You know, I kind of forgot about the whole list thing.
Okay.
Because I did the episode, so you're all welcome.
Yeah.
Shannon made a list of her top 101 songs.
I did. Oh my God, I love them all.
They're all perfect.
You guys, when you say your list, I'll just shout out, I love that one.
That's all this is. Yeah, that's all this is going to do. I did. Every time I look at it, I'm like, oh yeah, that song's good. That one's good. That one's good.
I know.
There are times that like I've been here and I'm just kind of like closing my eyes and touching a song and be like, yep, that's a good one too.
Mm-hmm. I kind of went on instinct. Like I'd look across the, through the list. And if I obviously like, if I didn't remember one, then I'd be like, well, okay, that's not a favorite. I wouldn't bother to like refresh my memory much. Mm-hmm. And I just made like a top 10 in no particular order that were like the ones that I find myself going back to the most. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Let's hear them. Let's hear them.
Oh, no.
If you have them.
All right.
Have them, share them.
In no particular order.
Nope.
I've got What'll It Be?
Oh, I love a Greg that song.
Only because I've been that guy when I was younger, like working.
I feel like I still am that guy.
Yeah. Working a retail job on holiday or something like that, and just like I'm capable of so much more. You know, you have more potential than that, and you have bigger like ideas in your head, but because of your life circumstance, you're just limited to where you are at that time.
What'll it be?
Yeah. So, but it was just a different city that I won't even say
because
I have such scorn,
anonymity
in my heart.
Scorn it.
Maybe This Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Maybe This Dream won't shit on my feelings.
Oh, so good.
I made that up, but it was the same feel. It was the same tune.
Most of these, I chose these like more subjectively, like what they meant
to
me.
This is great. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to start singing clips of all your songs.
Okay. That'll help with the recap. the Without Love, You Can Save the World.
Without love, you can save the world. Save the world.
Because it's great and it's also kind of ridiculous.
Yes. But, yeah, because, you know, we can't live without love.
Yeah,
I mean, we could.
You'd be so detached.
Like, yeah.
If it wasn't Josh she was focusing on, she would have focused on someone else.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
And, I mean, you're not going to, like, cure leukemia and save the whales.
No,
and like
it's
so it's great that they point all that stuff out. Like, you're probably gonna mope a lot.
Yeah, you'll be extra sad and you'll get even less done.
Without love, I would really mope.
Wouldn't shower for 3 days.
Smoke a lot of dope.
And you'd save water.
Which would save the whales.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
lug lug.
Love Kernels. Because I like the poetics of it.
I think that's the most epic one.
Kernels. Oh, by the way, Marty, he's definitely living on Love Kernels right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Anything I can get.
Yeah. Whenever I hear Love Kernels now, I just think of Rachel Bloom in a cactus costume.
Yeah.
Sexy fashion cactus.
Yes. Yeah.
Greg's drinking song.
Perfect.
I'm a former drunk.
I peed my pants. My pants. I peed my pants.
Wow, I did not know it was that bad.
The people that I used to hang out with, they would like applaud themselves when they got that drunk.
Oh.
Like if they like, they would try to drink enough so that they'd wake up in the morning having peed themselves.
Now like, I know someone who like brags about peeing. And she'll be like, oh, man, I got so drunk I peed
herself?
In the bed last night.
Oh, really? And she brags about it? Maybe just to make herself feel better about her drinking problem?
Yeah.
She doesn't have to hold on to the emotion of it. Like,
isn't
oh,
it funny?
Such a drunk.
Like, oh, no.
It's no,
like,
it's not funny.
My tooth hurts, but I haven't been to the dentist.
Who's gone beyond root canal? Probably me. Yeah.
It's going to fall out of my face.
That's right. And you know what? Infections start a lot of times in the mouth, so I'm practically dead.
Let's generalize about men.
Oh, let's generalize about men.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect song.
Kind of. Yeah, it is. I love it. Yeah. Sorry. That's my contribution.
I like that they point out the nuance.
Yeah. Yes. Like, all men follow this rule.
Mm-hmm. That the generalizations. The absurdity of the generalization is great.
And where they're like, Paula, your son's going to be a rapist.
Which, unfortunately, we're finding that there are a lot of guys out there who've got a problem.
Yeah.
It was shit show. It was a shit show. Oh, I just, the vocals on that, like, so Greg's voice is perfect.
Heartbreaking shit show.
And, yeah, the emotion of it, too. And, like, the beauty of, like, giving a reason to stay and then, like, no, we have to move on. Like, yes. I love the...
What happens next?
Oh, what happens next?
And the way it ends is so perfect where, like...
Oh, and he's up on the escalator.
Yeah, and he leaves that last line lingering, goes in for a kiss, and then... Whoop,
because
nope,
they only...
Like,
because the network only gave two shits, right?
Yep.
Yes. It was, yeah, I think it,
they were only allowed to have two shits in the song. I remember Angela talking about it, and it was really funny. Because I was like, why did they finish the line? She's like, they only had two shits.
No more. Couldn't give any more.
But this one's great. And it's really nice, that idea of, like, you know, yes, we may love each other, but there are times when we just can't be together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a very real observation of, like, life's pressures and things. Mm-hmm. And again, it goes back to kind of that, maybe a stretch, but without love. Like, in a sense, there are more important things in life at times than love. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I've pointed, like, I know that I have a tendency to put love and a relationship ahead of certain other, like, focuses. I think we all do. Mm-hmm. And then... It creates this tension or this pressure where you're like, you have to worry, like, am I paying attention to other things? Am I taking enough care of myself too?
No, and I agree. Like, there are times when I've definitely lost friendships, because there were times when I was younger and I'd find a guy and I'd spend all that time with that guy, and I'd, you know, I'd do that horrible thing where I ditched my friends. Like, there's one person who I'm Facebook friends with who, you know, we were friends a few years ago, and whenever I see she has a post, I'm just like, oh, I ditched you for that guy and never forgave me for it. I was like, we'd still be friends right now.
When I was younger, I would be so mad at you. I would not be friends. Like, see, I've cut off people for that.
This is why we met now, when I'm better about
these later.
I don't ditch people now.
Yeah, I, like, cut off people. And, like, I'm lucky that a lot of people did forgive me for being a bitch about them having boyfriends, which is a super normal thing to have. Yeah. So,
well, it's weird because, like, I'm the kind of person who, like, I feel like if I'm not prioritizing that relationship with the person, then I'm somehow being a bad significant other too. Like,
I think I've always craved love so much. I'm like, please just love me. I need someone to love me. That when you get in a relationship, you're just like, oh my God, somebody loves me. Someone, it's true.
I deserve this.
Yes. Aw. Moosh, I'm so glad we're on different sides of this equation, but also that we're friends now.
No, it's perfect.
This is beautiful. And Jim, I love that you and I are the same, where we're just like, we had these moments where we kind of did get obsessed with another person, and we're just like,
I don't even know if it's in. I don't know if it's obsession.
All in.
Yeah. Mine might be like a psychological thing. Like I had parents who were divorced. So I think that, like, I've got a thing where I feel like you're supposed to put more attention into the relationship.
And I had my own issues that I'm not going to say on the air with things, but and so, like, it's the same thing where I'm just like, I have to put everything I have into
like
somebody.
That hurt. That was a hurtful experience as a kid, watching my parents split up. Yeah. So it's like there's an extra thing in my brain where it's like, you'd better try harder. Which is not right necessarily. Like, it's not, it's just a thing that, it's a kernel that plants itself in the little kid's brain and then just, like,
and I don't know about you, but as I get older, I feel like I'm getting better at it, because I'm able to be like, okay, look at these things in the past. Mm-hmm. You remember when you crossed swords with your friend's boyfriend? With your friend, like, after they broke up and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, you remember how that happened? Don't ever do that again. Or you have, like,
learning from those mistakes.
Yeah, you learn. So you have to make the mistakes, but eventually you do learn from them. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm coming from the, like, exact opposite, where I'm like, I've once put that much attention into something, and it I don't know. I'm so against dating in any way that would limit me. Anything that would, like, give me any, or have me give up any independence is out of the question for me.
It's been explained to me too.
And,
like,
that's stupid.
You're supposed to maintain your autonomy. Like, you have to maintain your autonomy.
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely a middle ground between, like,
but the
this,
thing is,
so.
Like, Moosh, I feel like as I get older, I get closer to where you're at. Because it used to be, when I was younger, like 10 years ago, I'd give up myself entirely for a relationship. And now I'm like, these are the things that I need in my life. Mm-hmm. And so I need a relationship that will allow these things to still happen. And if not, well, then it's not going to work.
Out.
Yep. I'm fine.
Nice.
I have toys.
So that's four songs or five songs?
I don't know. I'll finish real quick. The end of the movie. Good. Because, yeah, life's not a movie. Mm-hmm. Strip Away My Conscience.
Oh, that's, yes!
Because it's great jazzy like.
Sorry for that. Actually, I'm not sorry. I said that loudly because it was a beautiful song.
Yeah. and then, what do I have next to Strip Away My Conscience? Oh, I'd love to be. Part of me wants to be less inhibited. So,
what song is that?
The kind of the inhibitions that she's describing that she has, like how she wants to be a little more
she wants to be
free
evil
or something like
or
that.
Whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Evil means inhibitions in her head. No inhibitions.
I would like to be a little more evil.
Oh, the Stripper of My Conscience song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about another song. And
no,
I was just evil.
That was my little note that
there
I had.
There are some songs in here I just don't remember. This song goes in a loop-de-loop.
Oh, it was a real quick thing she did on the couch.
This song goes in a loop-de-loop.
Yeah, like I know they're in there, but
okay, tell me
I really
another one.
It could be the next John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Yes.
Oh, and then my last one though, Settle for Me.
Oh, Settle
it's a
for
great,
Me.
The dancing and the everything.
Oh, baby, Settle for Me.
Yeah.
It's so good. All right, so who else has a list?
I've got an honorable mention list as well. I'm just joking. I'm not going to keep going.
Or, how did other people break it down? Because what I did is I made a super cut of, my favorite one-liners and breakdowns. So we can hear that if we want.
Yeah, yeah.
And then go into more song stuff.
Oh, it's a clip.
A bunch of stuff, yeah.
This song goes in a clippy clip.
And it was kind of like Jim's where it was like, these are just first impressions, because I only had a couple hours. So I'm just like, okay, whatever I can throw out is what
my first impressions
songs are.
It's a grip. And I really like this old clip.
This clip.
This line.
Whoa, yeah, okay. Just generally kind of rubbed it.
Butt stuff doesn't hurt at all. Most times I prefer it.
But I'm a prankster.
My bed smells like a temple.
Just walking by in the background, like me, Josh Brolin.
That wasn't a woman.
No, it was a bush. It had twigs and leaves, 'cause it was a bush.
Romantic moments you had that you didn't know were romantic. Or maybe he did a little. We're not really sure.
This is horrifying, like a scary movie or something, like some nasty ass patriarchal bullshit. You know what? I gotta go apologize to some bitches.
My sweet love injection caused a urinary tract infection. I'm just that good, I didn't even try. I'm feeling peppy, sprightly, spry. I'm good, getting by. I'm getting by.
I saw a movie like that on Lifetime.
Your balls smell weird. Your balls smell so much worse than I feared. You haven't aired out those balls in hours. Please go wash your balls in the shower. The bathroom is right down the hall, okay? Please don't steal anything on the way. Don't steal.
Oh my God.
Follow your dreams. Stare at the sun.
I'm the villain in my own story. I'm the bitch in the corner of the poster.
And then we hit the back patio.
That's where we
do sing these kinds of songs. Whoa, bro, say the talking.
We'll get you through those developmental stages that you've been stuck in for ages.
'Cause we're not just a boy band made up of four Josh's. We're also a team of nationally recognized mental health professionals trained in cognitive behavioral therapy with specialties in personality and
yeah, like that's my boobs. That's what my boobs are like.
Yay! That was perfect.
Glad you guys like
oh
it.
Oh my god!
All those letters.
I laughed so hard.
The only thing I noticed is the back patio was where we hit
you mean
your
when
back
we hit patio. Your back patio.
Oh, oh! Oh! The tap dance. I mean, like oh! Cut it off somehow, but. Hey.
Oh, it was so
oh my
great.
God.
When we hit your back patio.
Yeah, because I was sort of going down the list. I'm like, oh, there's so many, like, every song has like one dirty line or like one really funny
yes!
line that just associates it with it.
Because we tap that ass all over the house.
That song, too, like, I didn't like it when it came out, but I'm like, I always go back to that more.
I like that song.
Yeah, that's what I try to pay attention to is what do I find myself yeah. like going back to over and over again.
And even in that cut, I kept going back to Ping Pong Girl just because, like, it's, I mean, it's a good song. It's not, like, the most iconic one of the series, but it's so good. It's such a good Josh song and, like,
it has great
it's
jumps.
The dynamics between men and women, and it's just, it's stupid how good it is.
It has great jumps in its observations, too. Mm-hmm. Sega jacket. Like all those goofy jumps
dudes
are just great.
Sing this kind of song.
Yeah.
They don't. They do.
Oh. Oh. So Angela, what do you have to add to that list?
Well, I was overwhelmed.
Angela's got a list of 40.
Yeah, I was
I
was overwhelmed by the prospect of like a top 10 list. So I kind of broke it up into categories like the Oscars.
Yes, I like it.
Okay, so for best dumb Josh song.
The nominees.
Angry Mad. I've got my head in the clouds. Duh.
I've got my head in the clouds.
And that's the winner. I've got my head in the clouds.
Yay!
Best guest song. I won't go through all the nominees, I guess. But,
no, that's pretty fun. I think we've got time. Yeah, we've got some time.
Text Emergency.
It's a text emergency.
That's really good. Get out of here, Steve Jobs.
The end of the movie. Remember That We Suffered.
And,
I picked the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing's going to beat that one.
Yeah, best Paula Proctor song. It's tie between What a Rush to Be a Bride. Yeah, which is really a duet between her and Rebecca, I needed to fit that one in there. And First Penis I Saw.
Very first penis I saw.
So good. So dirty, too. Every re-listen, I'm just like, this is filthy.
Oh, my God. And all the products. Say Jeff.
40% off suggestive vegetables.
So good.
The best Daryl song is Getting By.
I'm getting by.
But he's got other great ones.
Yes.
Like
he's
the daughter.
Got so many good ones.
It's not, I Love My Daughter in Not a Creepy Way.
Yes. My Sperm is Healthy. Let's not forget.
You're My Best Friend,
yes,
but I'm Not Yours.
That one. Oh, yeah, that one's
really
sweet.
Sweet one. Yeah.
That's very sweet. I just get my feelings hurt.
And then there's that silly one of Having a Few People Over, which really
having
doesn't
Having a Few
really.
People Over. Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. Just trying to help.
Okay, best duo or group song. Let's Generalize About Men. We Tap That Ass.
That ass all over this house.
Man Nap.
I don't remember.
Nappy Nappy Man Nap. I don't remember. Sleepy Sleepy Bottle Time.
Squinty Squinty Teary Eye, I think is one of them too.
See, you guys got this one.
Something about using your jacket as a blankie. Yeah. Where's Rebecca Bunch?
Where's Rebecca Bunch? Oh, yeah. Where's Rebecca Bunch?
And Without Love, You Can Save the World.
Without love, you can save the world.
Save the world.
And the winners, Let's Generalize About Men.
Yes!
Let's see. The best actually sexy song, and there was only one nominee.
What?
I know.
Strip Away My Conscience.
What? Wait. Whoa. What about the sexy getting ready song?
I think the sexiest song is the one about we should just have sex right now and get it over with.
Oh, what about the feeling kind of naughty tonight? Like, I love the feeling kind of naughty tonight song.
Yeah.
Feeling kind of naughty
tonight. Yeah, I want to take your skin off and wear it.
I know.
But also, let you make you see me in that dress.
You know,
Let's Have Intercourse was nominated under a different category.
Okay. Okay. I will accept that.
All right. Best science song.
Nice. Oh.
Heavy boobs.
Heavy boobs.
I got those love- hairy boobs. Hairy boobs. Dislike dying stars.
What else on this list could be?
Love triangle.
If there's not, I'm going to add one.
That's pretty sciencey. What about?
And cold showers.
Hey, I have another.
Which leads to crack.
Yes. I have another science song that's very important.
Oh, okay.
Where is the rock? Rock!
Geology, yeah. Yeah.
That spells ever.
I love it. But I think heavy boobs has to win.
It was, yeah, heavy boobs and cold showers just because of the, aww. I love the pseudoscience in it.
Oh, science, another science song would be, I gave you a UTI.
Yes. Also nominated under a different category.
Oh, hey.
All right. Best minor player song.
Am I doing okay? Like, am I interrupting you too much?
I don't care.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Best minor player song, George's Turn, which is, George won't be interrupted, and then he's interrupted. The Buzzing from the Bathroom.
That's super good.
Who's the New Guy?
Also good.
And Get Your Ass Out of My House.
Also great.
Get your ass out of my house.
The winner is The Buzzing from the Bathroom.
That's a great one.
That dude can sing.
Yeah.
Buzzing from the Bathroom.
Okay. Best dick song, and this is
this is a hard category.
Yes, there's so many dick songs.
I know.
Well, this is a person being a dick, not necessarily about penises. Okay.
That narrows it down.
We know. Why are we so disappointed?
She has another category though, best cock song.
Do you really?
No, but it would be best first penis that I saw. But okay, best dick song.
Already a winner, no reason for the category.
Okay, let's have intercourse.
Let's have intercourse.
I could if I wanted to.
I could if I wanted to. Yeah.
I gave you UTI.
We
tapped that ass all over this house. And it was a 4-way tie.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, Greg is a dick.
As yeah.
Let's see. Best Jewish song. Remember that we suffered in Jet Battle.
Oh, Jet Battle.
I feel like Where's the Bathroom is also in that category.
Where's the bathroom? Where's the bathroom?
And the winner is Jet Battle.
Oh, Jet Battle
should win everything.
Okay. Best sad song. Settle for Me.
Settle for Me.
You Stupid Bitch.
Oh, you ruined everything, you stupid bitch. I hear that song in my head all the time.
That song is so good, and we love it all so much, but it hasn't made any favorite lists.
Why?
Because it's
not too
favorite.
Real.
It's just too real.
Yeah. Hey, it made my favorite list last time we did a favorite
That's
list.
That's true.
Yeah.
It'll always be the top of my list of life.
I Have Friends, which if you
I
really
friends,
listen to it,
I
it's sad.
Have
Super
friends.
Sad.
What'll It Be?
Hey, Wescovina.
And
what'll
Tell Me I'm be? Okay, Patrick.
Oh. Sad one.
Tell Me I'm Okay, Patrick.
That might be the saddest.
That is sad because you're singing to a UPS guy.
Because you are singing to a UPS guy.
When you're singing to a UPS guy, you've hit rock bottom.
Not just
that
yourself.
UPS guy is your husband or friend or lover or girlfriend.
Lover.
However it would be.
The winners were Settle for Me and You Stupid Bitch.
Oh.
And let's see. Okay, two more categories. Rebecca Has Self-Awareness.
What?
I love this category.
Rebecca has, there's three more categories, sorry. Rebecca Has Self-Awareness. Villain in My Own Story.
Yes. Villain in My Own Story.
Stupid Bitch.
Yep.
And Oh God, I Think I Like You.
Oh my God, I think I like you.
I didn't actually pick
Sir
a winner.
IUD.
Okay, Villain in My Own Story.
Yeah. A bird.
Okay, best short song. Did I already do this one?
You did a George song, so
oh,
it was
I started
short.
That. I think I.
Okay. Let's tell you what you got here.
Okay, so
I'm
Don't
excited.
Settle for Me, which is Heather's reprise.
Don't
reprise.
Settle for, because I'm way too badass to be someone you settle for.
George's Turn and Period Sex, and Lorner's Period Sex.
Yes. You know, I feel like I don't remember the tune to it, but I really like the coffee song.
Yeah, George's
that George
coffee
does.
Song.
George's
making coffee. George is making coffee.
A little time, which, just for George.
I think I left it. Well, was
George's
it was
making
it the
coffee
last
song?
Was it the last episode or the episode before last?
It was the
last episode.
The last episode, yeah, because it was the one with the stalking. It was the one with the stalking of the golf course.
Yeah.
Whichever that was. I think it was the last one.
Not the last one, as in we talked about it today, but we talked about it
second
last
to
week.
Last. Yeah, yeah,
second to last.
Last week's episode.
They left it off this list.
So oh my God, that was songs. Song 100! What if song 100 was actually Get Your Ass Out of My House?
I mean, it's still a
that's
great song.
That's not horrible, yeah.
But
all right, and Rebecca's delusional.
Yes, there we go. All okay. of them.
A boy band made up of four Joshes.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
I'm a good person.
Yes.
Ping pong girl.
Ping pong girl.
So maternal. We'll never have problems again.
That one.
Never have problems again.
And everything you made me do.
After everything I done for you that you didn't ask for.
That's, no, well.
That's a Paula song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
In my book.
But it's, yeah. it's the, reprise of that.
Yeah.
Like after she's left at the altar,
oh,
she goes
Rebecca,
like.
To Josh.
One.
Like I did
at
all this.
Mass.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I picked I'm a Good Person.
It's a great
I'm a
delusional
good
song.
Yes, it's true.
So true.
I don't know. You know what? I think like Josh with the I've got my head in the clouds. That
yeah,
would be a delusional
that's more
song.
Delusional. I've got Amy's yeah. list, which
but
is...
he was kind of flat out calling it out.
He was.
Like he knew.
No, that's true. No, well, I appreciate it. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, he's it's the best dumb Josh song.
Dumb. He is super dumb.
Oh, wait. In the oh, I like that the dumb Josh song did include duh, though, because that's...
duh. What was I thinking?
Duh.
So Amy's
not the winner, but a good
notes are that yeah. the 100th song is perfect. It hit it out of the park.
Yeah.
Fit Hot Guys Have Problems too is also great. It deserves to be next year's Golden Globe for best song, even
which
though
one?
Fit Hot Guys Have Problems too.
Oh, yes.
Even though she knows that it's reserved for the movies. Josh yeah. is a really good dancer and he's a really good go-to-go dancer.
Yeah.
Also, We Tap That Ass wins the most for the best one-liner, which is on the ottoman. He took a lot of men.
Oh, yeah.
And best use of genre, because her tap dancing is also a pun. What else? His touches on... I don't want to read it word for word right now because we're short on time.
Oh, well, here's something. While you're doing that, one song that we've missed is Research Me.
I was going to bring that up. I love that song
yes!
so much.
And it's just so great because, you know, that's another unhealthy habit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then another one that we haven't mentioned that I like is It Was a Group Hang. A Group
yeah.
Hang. So
I wasn't
in
super
love
into
with
that,
a group
but
hang.
I like what it set up, but I wasn't.
Okay,
I mean,
fair
sold
enough.
On Shakira. Wasn't sold on Shakira.
Yeah. All right, well,
I loved California Christmas because of the sense of place.
Oh, and now it ends like the one where it ends and everybody leaves and she's like, hey, oh, okay, you guys are busy doing other stuff. And I was like, that really like showed right where they're at, you know?
Amy once wanted to make a point that the dark stuff that there's like irony between like, song and intention or whatever is great. Let's Have Intercourse, which is like supposed to be Jason Mraz, Sweet Nothing lyrics.
Yeah.
It's actually Unfortunately I Want to Have Sex with You, which is dark.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not such
oh my god, you guys,
like
and
a song we've missed, Dream Ghost.
Oh my yeah. god,
how could we miss Dream Ghost?
We were gonna name ourselves after Dream Ghost.
Dream Ghost.
I think it's because they got rid of what's her name.
Dr.
Copian. They got rid of her.
Well, they get rid of her, but she's not the therapist. It's now Dr. Hot Guy.
Oh, that's true.
So
Shin.
Yeah.
We pay out of pocket for dental.
I mean, that is crap.
It is crap. But you're right. Like that. Oh man. Now I just imagine Dr. Copian looking through the window with that face.
He's not doing it right.
Hey.
Ugh. I want to know the best. Because Heather's got, what, three songs maybe she does?
Oh, yeah, her college song, which
her
she's graduating.
Her college song,
yeah.
her reprise. And she's got such a good voice, so it's like, I want...
Yeah, we'd like to see more of that.
Good
Friendtopia.
Heather Friendtopia.
Oh, talk about a good friend song, you go first. When Heather and Paula are mad at each other.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, I would love one. To apologize. But
well,
you 80s
go song
first.
Would be good too.
I put you go first in the dick category and then I crossed it out.
They are being dicks.
They are. Yeah.
Ugh, I feel
I'm just
like this isn't
at
about
real
me.
Quick. Oh, yeah. I feel like this isn't about me.
It's another. Put yourself first in a sexy way. Put yourself first in a sexy way.
Put yourself first in a sexy way. That was such a good song, too, because perfect. Of, like, put yourself first for him.
It's wear 6-inch heels.
Just for yourself.
And if I put myself first, isn't technically me putting myself second? It's a snake eating its tail.
It's
don't think about it
sign.
Too hard. Too hard.
Don't think about it too hard. Too hard.
Yeah, they're all, like, all of them are just perfect observations of life, you know?
Yeah.
They are super, super. So I don't remember what next week's episode is called. But
it's episode 10, though.
It's episode 10, so we're near the end. Aww. They're taking a break this week, so it's not even this Friday. So we have to wait even longer.
No. It's something about Nathaniel.
It is about Nathaniel, though. It's he gets the point, or he's being a dick to me now. I don't know what it is. But
wait, so we don't have an episode.
He's gonna be a dick, so we don't have one for 2 weeks.
Aww.
I know. I'll miss you guys.
Miss you guys too.
But we'll be back once there's new stuff to discuss, or we could just talk about songs for 2 hours. But that's always a possibility.
You made an
for
awesome
the rest
clip,
of forever.
Though. Like, that was so great.
I want to make more clips
fantastic.
Like that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
More one liners. Just do like a 7-minute long super clip in the time off. But all right. But until then, we'll talk to you in the future.
We love you.